בכבוד.
עם פרמישן. כי שבת יזכור, שבת זכור. The text we're going to read in פרשת כתצא in ספר דברים. Remember what Amalek did to you. What he did to you, the translation of the sentences, that he attacked you, he kidnapped people, he killed people. And Amalek, the text reads, he had no fear of God, לא ירא אלוקים. והיה בהניח השם אלוקיך לך מכל אויביך מסביב, can be the time that Hashem will leave you from all your enemies around you. בארץ, in the land, אשר השם אלוקיך נותן לך נחלה לירושתה, the land Hashem gives it to you to inherit it. תמחה את זכר עמלק, דיסטוי עמלק. לא תשכח. עכשיו נתקם את הגמרא, על החיים שולחן ערוך, רמב״ם. השם גיב אס תפי מצוות. First one is to remember what עמלק did to us. Second מצווה is to destroy עמלק. And third מצווה is not to forget what he did to us. Very, very strange. And the Kazakh gives us such a mitzvah. How far it goes, says the Gemara, that you're not allowed to accept converts from this nation. Any person that comes from any nation, you're allowed to convert him if he wants, if you find him suitable. They think he'll convert. Gemara says, Amalek, no. Don't take them, don't convert them. What did you do? Here, just read in the text. So the question is, if it's so bad, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who destroyed them? Hashem gave us this mitzvah. And the mitzvah is only in Eretz Israel, only after Am Israel will settle over there and there will be no more wars around us. No Hamas, no Fatah. Everybody's going to be peaceful with us. We call it Becham Yisrabim. Then you go and attack Amalek. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know this is the job of the Mashiach. Most of the Chachamim say this mitzvah is only when Mashiach will come. And after Mashiach will come, יקבץ נדחי ישראל, says the Gemara, לחיים לרמב״ם. Mashiach will collect all of Israel to Eretz Israel ויחריד זרו של Amalek. And Mashiach will say, to us, after we come to us, Israel, all of us, have to go find Amalek. It's a very, very strange mitzvah. Nevertheless, Hashem wants it. Okay. The Haftarah, we're going to read. And Shaul HaMelech was the first king, was appointed by Shmuel HaNavi. And even though the HaKadosh Baruch Hu already started to give up on him, Hashem told Shmuel, go tell Shaul to destroy Amalek. Shaul drafted 200,000 people. Hashem tells him to destroy everybody. Men, ladies, children, everybody. Children, innocent, babies, ladies, the sheep, everything what they own. Just what we call Holocaust. Says the Navi that Shaul HaMelech did not obey the command. Says the Gemara, he said, Shaul HaMelech, Ha'erev Banachat, says the Gemara, Shaul HaMelech said, you don't understand what kind of a mitzvah is this? To kill ladies, children, babies, the cattle, the sheep, for what? He goes, he killed the man, didn't kill ladies, didn't kill the children, didn't kill the sheep. At night, Hashem came to Shmuel, he said, I'm sorry, I regret. If I say about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I regret that I made Shaul as a king. Says the Navi, it's in the text, Shmuel cried the whole night. Hashem told Shmuel, I regret I made Shaul as a king. In the morning, Shaul comes back, so-called he won the war. Shmuel asked him, what did you do? He says, I did everything. Moses, he didn't do. What do you mean? Are here, the sheep, and he, or the ladies, what is this? He says, well, this. So Shmuel tells him, listen, since you made HaKadosh Baruch Hu cheap, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he doesn't want you to be the king anymore. Finished. You're not going to be the king. Soon you're going to die. That's the end of the kingdom. And I will tell you, that he left the king of Amalek, Shaul, left him. And then Shmuel killed him. Story in the Navi, of course, Navi is not a history book, it's not a story book. But this is after I'm going to read again about Amalek. The child did not fulfill the job that was required by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he lost the kingdom, and Hashem was very upset. I guess the question is, what's really behind it? What's behind it? So, he didn't kill, so let him kill now. What's so upset? He didn't do it like this. He didn't do it today. He said, it's all over me. It's all over me. Yan Master Dvar Hashem. You said Hashem's command is disgusting. I must have Hashem Melech. Hashem said you disgusting. What kind of statement is this? I said Hashem's word is disgusting. That's what Shmuel said. That's the text. Very strange halacha. Very strange halacha. Let's go to Parashat Zachor. Chachamim said, well, you should know, before Purim, Chachamim said, Shabbat before Purim, always Parashat Zachor. You read this text, and you read the Haftarah. Also, remember what Amalek did, even though it's a mitzvah. Remember what Amalek did. Says the Gemara, well, before Purim, because Amalek, Haman was from Amalek. Haman was the grandson of Amalek. So, Chachamim decided just put it before. I don't know what it means exactly, but, since you have a mitzvah to remember, Chachamim said, it's good to do it before Purim. Since Purim also said something. Okay. Tonight, tomorrow is Tanit Esther. The way the Megillah says the story, Ahasuerus had a party, and at the end of the party, he killed Vashti and looked for a new queen, and they went and they took Esther. And the Gemara says that when they took Esther, Mordechai had a dream before that some redemption is coming, and he said, Esther is probably the key for the redemption here. Something is coming up. And soon, Haman came up, and he hates Mordechai. He hates Mordechai so much. There's a few explanations why he hates him so much. And he decided to kill all the Jewish people. And Mordechai finds out, he goes to Esther, asks Esther to go to Ahasuerus. She comes in to Ahasuerus before she asks the Jewish people to fast. She's going to go inside. She comes inside without permission. Ahasuerus asks her, what would you like? She said, well, I would like to invite you to a party. I'm making a party. You and Haman, come inside. Come to the party. Megillah tells you they come to the party. And Ahasuerus asks Esther, what can I do for you? But I'm telling you now, I can do anything for you. One thing I won't do for you. It's Beit HaMikdash. He doesn't know yet that she's Jewish anyway. But that's what he said. He said he doesn't know her nationality. He doesn't know anything about her. But he tells her. Esther doesn't respond. And she said, okay, no problem. Tomorrow night I want to make another one. Can you come? I said, oh, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night the same story. You come to the party. I was asking, I said, no, what can I do for you tonight? Again? Ad chatzi ha-machutz, the Gemara told her, Bet HaMikdash, no. Then he doesn't know she's Jewish. Then she tells him, listen, I'm Jewish, and my nation, and myself, were supposed to be executed. On the 13th of Adar, Ahasuerus asks, who is this? Who made this? So the Gemara says that Esther picked up her hand and pointed towards him. You. of course, means execution notices. He had a signature. He gave his ring to Haman, and Haman signed his name. There's several explanation. So the Gemara, Gabriel came, an angel from Shemaim came, and pushed a hand towards Haman. This is the guy. Even though she wanted to say you, she said, well, you. Again, maybe that's what it means. So Haman. Finished. Haman is finished. Very strange. Very, very strange story. Very strange story. The Megillah continued the Hang Haman. And this, the Hang Haman, on the third day of Pesach, was Yuzayin ben Nisan. But 3 months later, back and forth, Esther and Mordechai asked Ahasuerus to cancel the execution notices. Execution notices that were sent for the following year on the 13th of Adar. And the execution notices said that the Jewish people have the right to take revenge from their enemy. So the Megillah will tell you that the next month, the next year, on the 13th of Adar, the Jews went all around the neighborhood and they killed animals. So the Megillah, they killed all around the regime of Ahasuerus 75,000, and immediately around in Shushan, they killed the 10 children of Haman and 500 people. This was on the 13th day of Adar. Then Esther comes to Ahasuerus, the Megillah tells you, and Ahasuerus said, no, what's going on? You happy now? She said, you know what? We have to have another day in Shushan. There are some more suicide bombers. Ahasuerus said, you know what? Okay, fine, have another. The Megillah tells you, found another 300 people. Killed them also. Then comes the Gemara, it's on the Megillah, and says, okay, now we have 2 days Purim. I have 2 days of Purim. It says, the first day is so-called for all over the world, because the Jews just fought on the 13th day of Chodesh Nisan, on the 14th day of Chodesh Nisan, of Adar, sorry, 30th day of Chodesh Adar, and the 14th day of Chodesh Adar, they rested, the war is over, so you celebrate Purim on the 14th. People in Shushan, and any other city that had a war in time, like Yeshua Ben Nun, you celebrate Purim the following day. Why? Because you fought 2 days before the 13th, and then you ask Ahasuerus another day, 14th, celebration. Comes the Megillah and says, so therefore we have Purim. And Mordechai gave us the mitzvot, Sudat Purim, read the Megillah, Mishloach Manot, and present to the. It's the text, you read the text, okay, sounds good. Come to Gemara and explain to us a few things about Purim. First of all, the Gemara says, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? We say Hallel Chanukah, we say Hallel all the Moadim, the holidays. One of the opinions, the Gemara says, you know what? Reading the Megillah, this is the Hallel. Is he praising Hashem? Even though no Hashem's name inside. It's very strange. Megillah doesn't say Hashem's name. Why it doesn't say Hashem's name? It's not only Megillah doesn't say, Shir Hashem also doesn't have Hashem's name. But it's very strange. On the Chayin Esther wrote the Ruach HaKodesh, there's no name of Hashem. Mara says, you know what? Nevertheless, it's Halel. Halel? What means Halel? It's not Halel. Well, we read in the Megillah, you see the miracles. We were saved, it's like Halel. He says, excuse me. With all the respect, you can say Halel, you can read the Megillah. You say Halel on Chanukah. What's wrong to say Halel on Purim? Say Halel on Purim. I said, you don't need. What do you mean I don't need? I do need. I was saved. So Gemara said, you have to say Halel when you were saved. He says, no, the reading is Halel. Very strange thing. Very strange thing. Yes, Poskim and Halachot and all of the Rishonim, they say, yeah, this is another answer in the Gemara, but they say this really, the Megillah is. Here comes another halacha. also very, very strange. Then when you say the Hallel, you have to say every word in the Hallel. You say Hallel Shalem, Nigmar Hallel. Because you cannot miss. Sometimes Allah says, you know what? Megillat Esther, you have to write it like the Torah. It means, says the Gemara, you have to have lines on the parchment. If you look in the Torah, this is me. The Torah has lines on the parchment, and the servant has to write. He writes. You can't write without lines. Says the Gemara, you know, Megillah is like a Torah. Megillah is like a Torah. Not like a Torah. Megillah is like a Torah. Yeah, says the Gemara, Amitah Shel Torah. Divrei Shalom Ve'emet. Esther Halacha. A servant cannot write Megillah without lines on the parchment. Mezuzah needs one? No. Tefillin? No. But Megillah is there? Yeah. Why? Maybe it's still needs it. Why? He says, Gemara, it's like a Torah. Like a Torah. Comes the halacha, Shulchan Aruch, comes the Gemara and says, you should know also, there's no excuse not to hear every vowel and every letter. You must hear it. You miss one vowel. Chazan makes a mistake with a vowel or a letter. You missed one letter. You took outside, you didn't hear. Nothing. Repeat the whole thing again. Repeat to the place that you missed. There's no excuse. Men and ladies are the same. It's very, very strange. Shabbat. You have to read the Torah on Shabbat. You mean you listen to the Torah on Shabbat and you come to the Knesset, you listen. So, you took outside or you looked in a book for a second or somebody was talking to you about something, emergency. You don't have to hear it again. No such thing. No such thing. Somebody missed it. It was in place, it was not Torah. And Tzadikim say the following Shabbat, somebody should read for him from the Torah what he missed. Because he missed the whole thing. Somebody has to go outside for any reason. Or he didn't hear, something happened. Movie or something. He doesn't have to hear it again. Megillah, yeah. Not a word, a vowel, a letter. Very strange halacha. That's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. That's halacha. Can't miss it. He says, what is the problem exactly? Why? What is the problem? Come Chachamim and tell us the following. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu met HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first time. Hashem told him, you go to Paro and tell Paro Beni Bechori Israel. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? What do you mean? Hashem tells him, go tell him. My son, the older son, we are the older son of Hashem. Says the Gemara, I tell you what. As one day when Avraham Avinu died, Yaakov Avinu cooked a soup lentils and Esav came and he wanted soup and Yaakov said to him, you want soup? I want whatever it means to have the married the Zohar to be the older one. Would you sell it to me? Esav said, yeah. Anyway, I don't need it. Sold it. Says the Torah, says the Gemara, when Moshe meets HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first time, Hashem tells it to Moshe, go tell Paro this. Says the Gemara, what do you mean tell Paro? Tell Paro that I agree the sale is valid. Whatever transaction Yaakov had with his brother is valid. Why is it valid? All of a sudden it's valid. And Hashem tells to Moshe to tell. Says the Gemara the following. You know, in the text that we read about the transaction, it says, Yaakov Natan Esav Lechem Mujidat Nashim. Yaakov gave Esav bread and the soup what he requested. Yochal Vayesht. He ate and drank. Ve'yakum ha'yelach, got up after he finished. The text says, Va'ivez Esav et ha'bchora. Esav made a joke out of the elderly. Says the Gemara. Esav had his gang, we may say. And they came, and they sat down, and they said, look at transaction. Jacob wanted to be the older one, the elderly wanted, and he gave us soup for this. What is this, a joke? Elderly, he wants elderly. What's elderly? But even as a startup for us, says the Gemara, Esav in the joker. Says the Gemara, what's the depth of it? Says the Gemara, why Yaakov wanted? Says the Gemara, because Yaakov wanted to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be a Kohen, so called. Of course, it means the Beit HaMikdash. And Esav not only doesn't want it, he laughs at it. That's the problem, says the Gemara. The transaction. But why you made a joke, sitting down over there with your gang, with your friends, and laughing? Laughing at what? Laughing with HaMikdash. Laughing with HaMikdash. Come to the Torah, tells you, I want to explain to you something. Says, what happened? Parashat B'Shalach, Sefer Shmot, in the Torah, you know, Ve'avo Amalek, Ve'lechem Yisrael B'Yechidim. The story started with this nation, Amalek. Place Refidim. Refidim, if you went to the army in Israel, you know Refidim is. What's Refidim in the Torah? It says the Gemara Refidim? Rafu Yedehem in the Torah. They didn't study Torah. It says the Gemara didn't study Torah, so what happened? Amalek arrived. It says the Gemara, Amalek, what does it mean? The Gemara says, no, Amalek is like a belt, says the Gemara, in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't behave, Amalek comes. Amalek comes. So what did we do? We didn't study Torah. Continues the Gemara and says, well, something has happened. Esh Hashem b'kirbenu imayim. Says the Gemara, Am Yisrael said to Moshe, does the Kadosh Baruch Hu really is a mekubal? Does he know what's going on inside us? Says the Gemara, I want to tell you like a story to understand exactly what happened. The Gemara, like a father, carries his son on his shoulders, I walk on the street, and the son asks the father, Daddy, can you pick up this from the street for me? Father bends down, gives it to him. A few steps later, the same thing. Daddy, can you pick this one? They continue walking, the man walks in front of them, and the boy asks the person, the man, did you ever see my father? Where's my father? So the father said, what? You asked me to pick things for you from the floor. He said, call me daddy. Now he said, where's my father? Put him on the floor. A dog came, bit him. This is the Gemara, hear this. Because Hashem gave us man, food in the desert, water in the desert. All of a sudden, they want to know, does Hashem know what's going on? I said, a dog is coming. Who is the dog? Amalek. So the Gemara says two things we did wrong. That Amalek arrived. He didn't arrive just because he arrived. So he put in his head, go attack Am Yisrael. Go attack them. Why? Because they don't study Torah. Don't study Torah. Therefore what? Therefore you go to a war? Very strange. Very strange. The second thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so upset. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where are you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? I'll show you where I am. Here, Amalek is coming. Very strange. But anyway, you see, Amalek arrived because, so-called, we did something wrong. And here we're going to read in the text on Shabbat. Remember what Amalek did to you? Remember what he did to you? He met you on the way, and he has no fear of God. What has no fear of God? And you know, remember, destroy him. So we're going to destroy him. Why would he do? What did he do? Look, Hashem sent him. We didn't behave. Contradiction. He comes, says the Gemara, is a belt in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He comes to threaten us. Why? Because we did something wrong. On the contrary, Hashem did mitzvah. Remember Amalek, destroy Amalek. Make sure you get rid of him. And Hashem tells Shmuel and Nabi, go tell Shaul, destroy Amalek. Shaul doesn't do it. Shaul lost the kingdom. I said, what do you want from this nation? What do you want from them? They went on command. And not only that, the Gemara says, forget about it. I said, forget about it. You can't take a convert from that nation. He says, what? From any other nation in the world by the holy people? Amalek is lost. Come to Gemara and someone said, I want to tell you a secret. I said, you know, Second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed by the Romans. Who are the Romans, says the Gemara? Amalek. The Romans are great children of Esau. It's Amalek. So who is Esau? Esau is the one that made a joke from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Kohen in Bet HaMikdash. He is against Bet HaMikdash. And this is the Haftarah of Parashat Vayishlach. This is the Obadiah HaNavi, who is the great grandson of Esau. He says, he writes, Hashem hates Esau. Hashem hates him. Hates Esau. Hashem hates him so much. The words Hashem hates him. Because that nation, that Amalek, Mar says he was a Mamzer. He was a Mamzer. And forget about anything else. He has no fear of nobody. He says, Mamzer has no fear. Not of his own father. Says the Gemara, you should know this guy had the courage to come destroy Second Beit HaMikdash because he's Amalek. He means, how dare you go destroy Hashem's house? He said, my great grandfather was Esau. That's what he was laughing at the transaction. Here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu and tells him, listen, you go to Paro, tell him like this, listen, Am Yisrael suffered in Egypt. You know, I told Abraham, the grandfather, that his children, your children are going to be slaves, going to be tortured. Who ended up in Egypt? Says the Gemara, only Am Israel. I says, why? Because then, Hashem said, then you're going to go to Eretz Israel. And then, you're going to be Beit HaMikdash. And that's in Adzi Yashir, we say, he says, they don't want Beit HaMikdash. That's why they didn't go to Egypt. They were on slaves. He says, get the power, listen, those are my children. He says, why? Because the grandfather, Yaakov, that's what he wants. He wants Beit HaMikdash. That's the goal in life. He says, send them out. On the contrary, Amalek and Esau are just opposite. They don't want it. How is the Gemara? I want to explain to you the story of Megillah, and now you understand the story better, and you see the whole Megillah is different what we thought. Until today, I told you now with the Megillah, what it means is, you know, Haman and Rasha Merusha wanted to call it the Jewish people, Mordechai saved them. No, that's not the story. Come to Gemara, says, I want to start from the beginning, from the root, you understand what happened. So the Gemara, I'll tell you what happened. It was a king of Madai. His name was Koresh. Was Koresh. First was Dayavish, and then was Koresh. Koresh. Says the Gemara, I want to explain to you what happened. Hashem came to Koresh in a dream and told him, listen, take Kolam Israel, bring them to Eretz Israel, build Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Koresh did not do it. He just told Am Israel, you can go. He didn't go. Says the Gemara, so it was a failure. And he paid 60,000 workers, the wages, to build Beit HaMikdash, gave back almost everything that was. Almost everything was taken. Started the construction. That's the construction. Says the Gemara, the Arabs in Eretz Israel sent Koresh delegation to Paras and said, it's very dangerous thing that Jews can have a HaMikdash. Koresh stopped the construction. Says the Gemara, then Koresh died. The new king in Iran now is Ahasuerus. Maybe. Little question. Chashverosh. So Mordechai at the time was in Eretz Israel, helping to watch the construction. So the Jews started, they wanted to go and continue the construction. So I mean, imagine the Arabs, this is, you know, this is before Zionism. Sambalat Aravi, one's name, got the title Aravi, an Arab. They said, we don't let you. We don't let you. Oh, you have a permit from Koresh. The Koresh stopped it, but we have a permit. He said, you know what? Let's send delegation to Iran, to Paras, Dr. Ahasuerus. So the Jews appointed Mordechai. And the Arabs appointed Haman. By the way, the Gemara says that Haman was so rich because he stole all the fortune of Beit HaMikdash. He was a soldier in Machshimo, in Vuzaradan, in Nebuchadnezzar. And when they attacked Yerushalayim, and they killed everybody, Haman went downstairs and packed up everything, all the gold and silver. For this, he became so rich. He was so rich, so he was appointed by the Arabs to go to Paras to talk to Ahasuerus, not to let us build Beit HaMikdash. So the whole fight is Beit HaMikdash. And then the Megillah will tell you both Haman and Mordechai are in the palace. I said, what are you doing here, Mordechai? He says, I represent the Jewish people, and I want to ask the Chazal to let us continue the construction. What are you doing over here, Haman? I don't want to tell you. Since the Gemara, you should know Achashverosh is worse than Haman in this case, he doesn't want Betamidosh. He says, now you understand, says the Gemara, look, Achashverosh is making a party. Says the Gemara, Achashverosh took the dishes of Betamidosh that was left in Paras, put it on the table. He himself got dressed like a Kohen Gadol. What is it, the Purim? No. It says, the Gemara says, he counted 70 years. They believed in Miyahu Navi. Miyahu Navi said, after 70 years, Hashem is going to take us back to Eretz Israel. So the Gemara, Achashverosh made a calculation and said, 7 years passed, they're not going anymore. I says, Bet HaMikdash here, in Paras, in Tehran, in Shushan, finished. So the whole text that you read in Megillah is, yes, Bet HaMikdash, no Bet HaMikdash. Mordechai Ari says, reclination of Yaakov, common reclination of Esav, that's the same idea. He says, Yaakov, he wants to have Bet HaMikdash, Esav doesn't care, he laughs at it. No, it's worse than this. Haman just doesn't want it. He wants to kill the Jews. It's not because he wants to kill the Jews. Because the Jews want Bet HaMikdash. So the Gemara, Haman went to Achashverosh and said, oh, they can have Bet HaMikdash. So, kill the Jews, not Bet HaMikdash. It's not he doesn't want the Jews. He says, you want to hate Mordechai. Why you hate these guys so much? Because he wants Bet HaMikdash. That's why he hates him. So the whole war here is not kill Jewish people, not kill Jewish people. Yes, Bet HaMikdash, not Bet HaMikdash. A destination Bet HaMikdash, for this we came out of Egypt. Comes the Gemara and says, you see, now I want to explain to you something. So the Gemara, Elish Fetim, says the Gemara, Bet HaMikdash sits on the Torah. You have to put the Sanhedrin, the Shkata Gazit, in Bet HaMikdash. The whole thing is Torah. I said, if you have Torah, you have Bet HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, listen, I want to explain to you something. Says the Gemara, you know, in the time of David HaMelech, all of a sudden people started to die, epidemic. Somebody knows why. Says the Gemara, you know why they die? Everybody is busy. Ish tachat, gafno tachat inato. Everybody has a backyard, they have orchard and this, and they forgot the main thing. The main thing is Bet HaMikdash. Epidemic started. He said, what's wrong with you people? He says, no, Baruch Hashem, everything is quiet. Baruch Hashem, the war's over? We don't understand. I tell you what the problem is. Says the Gemara, let me explain you something. When you get to Eretz Israel, says the Gemara, says the Torah, after you have peace with everybody, and you know there's one suicide bomber, it's called Amalek. He's going to come and try to break Bet HaMikdash. All the time. Forget about it. He says, he's not here to attack you. Well, it's true. Hashem sent him to attack you because you don't learn or because you have lack of emunah. But you know, this guy wants to kill you. You know why he wants to kill you? Because Velo Yareh Elokim. He says he's a grandson of Esav. He wants to destroy Bet HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, and Hashem Shalem and Akise Shalem. Hashem said, you know, this nation is something else. They got this negative energy inside them from the grandfather from Esav. Hashem said, you know what? A special mitzvah, God destroyed them. Why? Because they wanted to destroy Bet HaMikdash. Hashem wants to see how much we want Bet HaMikdash. How much the obligation that we have, since that is what Hashem told Moshe, go tell Paro. For this we came out of Egypt. Hashem told Paro, go tell Paro. We are the designated Kohanim. Anybody else in the world wants to convert? Gemara says, convert them. Since the Gemara from Mashiach will come a lot of conversion. But somebody from Amalek comes, don't convert him. He's a faker. He's a spy. He is Gaius Hamishi. He is going to destroy Bet HaMikdash. So the whole thing is against, yes or no? So now the Megillah says, listen, I'll tell you what happened. What kind of dream that Esther is going to be the redemption? So Gemara, I didn't understand. No. The whole thing between Mordechai and Esther, since, you know, they made me a rabbi, I don't know why. Sometimes, you know, they meet you over there, the ladies, their questions they have to answer. So until today, we thought like this. Haman wants to execute the Jews, and Mordechai found out, and he will ask Esther to go, ask mercy. No, you don't understand. No, that's not the issue. The issue is Bet HaMikdash. says, look what happened, says the Gemara. Esther was kidnapped by Achashverosh. Says the Gemara, Mordechai said, Yeshua is coming. What Yeshua is coming? What Yeshua you think? He said, what she means, you know, soon it's going to be Haman, and Esther is going to speak to Achashverosh, and the Gezerah is over. No. That's not the Gezerah. The Gezerah is, you know, with Hamikdash. Says the Gemara, you know what? Let me tell you. Esther is going to be kidnapped by Achashverosh. She'll have a baby from Achashverosh. This is the second Dayush. Second Dayush. He will give you the permit to build the Hamikdash. So the whole Megillah is upside. Upside down. The whole thing is upside. The redemption is not that Baruch Hashem the Gezerah is over. It's Baruch Hashem the Gezerah is over that you can have a chance to have a Hamikdash and say, man, 2 years later Achashverosh died. Accident. Accident. He fell off the chariot. He was a young person. 2 years after the whole thing, Michal told you that they hung Haman's children. He said, you don't understand. All these people they hung are Amalekim. All of them don't want the Hamikdash. That's what Esther said, you know. That's what she said, we need another day. We need another day. For who? What are you looking for? We're looking for, you know, those people don't want the Hamikdash. And that's what the Megillah says, the Yeshua is not that Baruch Hashem, Purim is Baruch Hashem. No. The Purim Baruch Hashem, now we have a chance of the Hamikdash. And Esther has the baby, and he will, by the way, he's going to grow up, Achashverosh is going to die, and he's going to take over, and by the way, he's going to issue the Beit HaMikdash, and then Mordechai goes back to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to be Beit HaMikdash, Mordechai is going to live over 400 years, maybe 500 years, and he was the chief in Beit HaMikdash. All the questions he used to ask him, said the Mishnayot, he didn't know what to do. Excuse me, only Mordechai knew. It was the whole case, Beit HaMikdash. I says, this parsha as a whole. Remember Amalek? What? He says to Amalek, you know what? Lo yireh Elokim. I says, listen, you can have peace all over. He says, the Gemara, Melech HaMashiach, Kibbutz Nidchei Yisrael, Mashiach will collect all of us. It has to be all of us. And there will no fight be among us. And then we get to Eretz Yisrael. V'yachrin zarosh al Amalek. He says, v'yivnei bet ha-bchira, v'yivnei bet ha-mikdash. He says, the Gemara, what is the rush? V'yivnei bet ha-mikdash. And then, you know, kill Amalek. No. First you kill Amalek. You know why? Because if you first you build the Hamikdash, he's going to come. He's going to come to attack, to break the Hamikdash. He did it already. Second Beit HaMikdash, he did it already. So the Gemara says, you should know, that's the whole secret of the Megillah. They killed here, they killed there. Says the day that we were supposed to execute it, we killed. We killed who? Nafochu. The Megillah says it's the opposite. He says they killed all the enemies. Which enemies? Execution notices went all around the world. Anybody, please be ready for the 13th of Adar to kill the Jewish people. So, who is going to kill the Jewish people? Who? Amalek. Why are they going to kill the Jewish people? Because Haman said. So why? Because they don't want Beit HaMikdash. That's the whole thing. I'd like to share with you something. I don't remember if I ever told you this. In Lakewood, New Jersey, my children live in Lakewood, New Jersey. There was a guy in Lakewood, New Jersey. I think it was 4 years ago. And he drove the car. And the couple drove a car, didn't stop in the stop sign. He banged into them, they got killed. First, the police came, they were innocent. They say, but I killed two older people. He couldn't study, he couldn't function, was depressed. Killed two people by mistake, okay, but still, you know, it's a feeling of a Jew. Wow. Two older people. And his chavruta and yeshiva went to Bnei Brak, went to Abraham Kanievsky. So Abraham Kanievsky, my chavruta, drove the car and two people did not stop at the stop sign, whatever it means. Rav Kanievsky, I don't know if he knows what stop sign means. And he banged into them, he killed them. And he's depressed, he cannot study. So Chaim said like this, maybe they were Amalek. Then he comes back to America, to Lakewood, New Jersey. And he tells it to the people, you know, I went to Rav Kanievsky. And he said, maybe this couple, Amalek. You look at maybe Amalek, maybe the Chinese. Few weeks later, the children of the couple put a sign, said, for sale in the house. Huh? For sale, they're selling the house. They're selling the house of this couple, they died. They go inside. They go inside the house. In the front of the, in the front, just when they open the door, they said a pile of neo-Nazi newspapers. Amalek. Amalek. That's what Chaim Kanievsky wrote. Hakodesh. Maybe it's Amalek. He said. They found out just when they went inside. My children told me. They know the fact. It's not a story on the radio. Because Amalek, that's what means Hashem said, this is Zachor. He said, here they come to us, look how it fits. He says, Shabbat before Purim, you read Amalek. He says, why? Because the whole Megillah is about Amalek. He says, the Haftarah, Amalek. He says, Hashem is upset. He said, I told you God destroyed, you don't understand. This guy has a baby. This baby is going to grow up, he's going to be a suicide bomber. Where? Bet HaMikdash. That's what they have. You don't understand. If you don't do it, it means you left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says. So that's the mitzvah Hashem gave it to us. Hashem wants to see if we really want to do what our grandfather wanted. Yaakov wanted to be in Bet HaMikdash. That's why he brought the elderly from Esav. Esav, not only doesn't want, he laughs at it. So look what the Gemara says. Look. That's what the Haman wants to destroy Bet HaMikdash. Haman, so-called, stole all the treasures from Bet HaMikdash. Because he is Amalek. That's Amalek. That's what I have in mind. He wants to say, don't convert them. Can't trust those people from that nation. Because today we don't know who is Amalek. We don't know. Germany, all the Germans, what they did. There's Amalek, Chmielewski, 350 years ago. Amalek. He says, they don't want to kill us. They just don't want Bet HaMikdash. So of course, if you're not going to be here, you're not going to be Bet HaMikdash. If you're here, somebody's going to be Bet HaMikdash. So the whole Megillah is thank you to Hashem that we got rid of the ones who don't want Bet HaMikdash. That's what the Megillah is, no Hashem's name. Because the whole Megillah, the story is not Hashem saved us. It's just the opposite. In the Megillah is our task, our job, so-called to let Hashem have Bet HaMikdash. That's the whole idea. Hashem should have Bet HaMikdash. So this is a different kind of Hallel. Usually you say Hallel, I say, thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you saved me. Megillah is not that you saved me. Megillah is that we got rid of Amalek. That's all. That's what Megillah will emphasize you. Haman was hung, Yeshua was hung, 75,000 people got killed here, 300 over here, 500 over there. And then the day of the execution, we ask Ahasuerus, we want to destroy who you destroy? We know who you destroy. What do you mean you don't know? Execution, what is this? Went all over the world. Kill the Jews. I said, no, we're going to find out. What are you going to find out? Antisemite all over the world. You don't understand. Antisemite is one thing. Amalek is another thing. Amalek is different. I said, that's the whole story of the Megillah. Thank God. I said, thank God what? Thank God we destroy so-called the one that hates Hashem. Hates Bet HaMikdash. That's what Nabi Ovadia said. Hashem said, I hate this guy, Esau. Why you hate him? Why you look in the text? Well, there's nothing so bad about Esau. What's so bad about him? Because you don't understand. He is against Bet HaMikdash. So the Hallel of Purim is different. And when Chayin Eslakem said, this is in the Sudat Purim. I said, let me tell you something. There's no other time that really you have to eat bread. No. You don't have to eat bread on Shabbat. You have to eat bread only the first night of Pesach. The first night of Sukkot. That's it. All the other times you don't have. Not on Shabbat either. On a diet, you don't have that bread. That's halach and shechana. You have to eat on Shabbat a meal if you enjoy the food. If you on a diet, you don't have to eat nothing. Nothing. If you're full, you have no appetite. There's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is to enjoy the food on Shabbat. If you don't enjoy, you don't have to. The night of Pesach is the only time it says in the Torah. It says, to call black and white. You got to eat matzah. Ba'erev tochlu matzot. You have to eat matzah, mahor, and korban pesach. All the rest, you never have to use your mouth to eat. Doesn't say in the Torah. So say this korbanot, sacrifices you want to eat. If you eat, it's a bracha. Like obligation to eat, obligation in the text. In the mitzvot is only the night of pesach. Only. The Gemara says also the night of Sukkot, but in the text, it says, Basukot Yishvu Shvatim, you sit in the Sukkah. It doesn't say you have to eat in the Sukkah. But where does it say you got to eat? The night of Pesach. Night of Pesach, you have to eat. What do you have to eat? Sacrifice. Korban Pesach. Mara says, Amasot Mirvon Tochlu. So you make a sandwich. So you have to have matzah and maror. But what the Torah says, the main thing is sacrifice. Korban Pesach, what do you mean Korban Pesach? That's the whole idea. Says the Zohar, says the Gemara, says this is not of redemption. Pesach is not of redemption, not of Pesach. It says, you bought, it says, so my grandfather was Yaakov. He wanted to be a coin. He wanted to be a Tamigdash. He says, that's what the whole thing. The whole thing is with Tamigdash. Okay, get the sheep or get the goat, slaughter and have a small piece, 27 gram of it. That's it. You don't need to have a big barbecue. Because this is the night of redemption. The night of redemption, then we came out of Egypt. Hashem told us, go over here, go in Egypt, go take a sheep, tie it to the bed, and this you slaughter it, and this you put the blood on the post in the door, and you eat it. This is Korban Pesach. For what? What Hashem is? What Hashem? What kind of this? He says, no, take a little matzah, take a little marrow. He said, what's behind it? Behind it is that we say, yeah, we are the grandchildren of Yaakov Avinu, we want Bet HaMikdash, that's what it means. The Gemara says it's exactly they put the blood on the post, it was like they put the blood on the altar. That's the covenant that they had in Egypt. Hashem gave it as a mitzvah, Korban Pesach. I says, Mordechai, with the minister, I said, you know what? The night of Purim is the same redemption. Because the whole concept of Purim is Bet HaMikdash. He says, the Gemara, I want to tell you something. When Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shamayim, after the Ten Commandments, Hashem told him, stay over here, 40 days, 40 nights. At the end of 40 days, 40 nights, Hashem told Moshe, you know what? I have two things to give you together with the Luchot. The blueprint of Bet HaMikdash, Megillat Bet HaMikdash, and also the story of Megillat Esther. Megillat Esther now? Why Megillat Esther? Bet HaMikdash now. You don't understand. The whole idea that we got the Torah, that the Torah would lead us to Bet HaMikdash. If you don't study Torah, Amalek comes. Why Amalek comes to threaten you? Because if you don't study Torah, you're not going to have Tamikdash. Here, Kazi Baruch Hu said, here, Moshe, here's the tablets, here's the Luchot. By the way, here's the print of Bet HaMikdash, here's the blueprint. He says, you give it to Yoshua is Kenim, the Nevi'im. He said, David HaMelech had it from Shmuel and Navi. He gave it to Shlomo and says, listen, you see this blueprint? That's how you make Bet HaMikdash. He said, how do you get it? He says, I got it from this guy, he got it from this guy, he got it from Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, what else? He says, Moshe Rabbeinu at the same time got Megillat Esther. He says, the story of, says the Gemara, Mordechai knew the story, what's going to happen. He had hope that we're going to do Teshuvah, and Hashem will fulfill His promise, we're going to second Bet HaMikdash. He says, it goes together. The Luchot is the Torah, and then Bet HaMikdash, the Bupin, and the Megillat Esther. Mordechai said, you know what, you have Sudat Purim. You see, don't you have Sudat Purim? I said, you have to wash your hands and have a piece of pita. I said, why I have to have pita? On Shabbat I don't have to have pita. Why you have to have pita? He says, because not of Purim is like the redemption, says Dari. It's not exactly like Pesach. It's not like Pesach because this is the Yeshua, was not that we were saved. The Yeshua was that we killed so-called most of the Amalekim and we killed Haman, that he was a representative of the Arabs in Eretz Israel, not to have, should not let us have the Hamikdash. This is the Yeshua. I said, Mordechai said, listen, this is Mashiach. Mashiach is Nitchei Israel. Mashiach has collected Rabbam, all of us. I says, all of us? I says, do Mishloch Manot, no Matanot Laivyonim. With the Megillah. I says, this is the preparation, says the Gemara, for the Yeshua on Pesach and Rabbi Menon.